from Wondery, I'm Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Sean Smitty and the Lost City. Sean Smitty has his nose in yet another adventure book.
Sean!
Today is his birthday, and the one thing he wants most of all is to be left alone. But as you can tell, that's not gonna happen.
Sean, I know you're in there.
Ugh. Enter. Sean's mom crosses his bedroom. It's dark and moody, with a glowing lantern flickering in the corner of the room. Just the way he likes it. To the untrained eye, Sean's room is a total mess. It's filled with all sorts of clutter. Giant masks, models of ancient shipwrecks, posters of poisonous trees, and a giant tarantula statue. After clambering over what's still visible of the carpet, his mom reaches up and pulls back the curtains.
Mom, don't ruin the vibe.
What vibe?
This place is sacred.
Some things are meant to be left the way they are.
Mom raises her eyebrow, but draws the curtains closed again.
Fine, but you're coming downstairs. You can't hide away on your birthday.
She puts an arm around her son and walks him out of the room. Escapade, Sean's hapless rescue dog, bounds down the stairs after them. The kitchen has been decorated with hundreds of balloons, and the table is filled with bite-sized snacks. This can only mean one thing. His mom is throwing him, a birthday party.
Oh, but Mom, I asked you not to. Not throw my son a birthday party? Nonsense. Anyways, look who's here.
Sean spots his two best friends, Dennis and Zoe, standing awkwardly by the door.
They're pretty hard to miss.
Zoe is the tallest kid in class, and Dennis's new electric blue braces are practically blinding.
Surprise!
Shouts Dennis.
It's not a surprise when he can see us,
Zoe quips.
Oops. Happy birthday, Sean.
Sean's mom is putting the finishing touches on an adventure-themed birthday cake, which would normally be his favorite. But not today. He is not in the mood.
Why the long face, Sean?
Asked Zoe.
That's just his face.
It's an expression, Dennis. Ugh, I'm turning 10 years old, and I'm still no closer to becoming a world explorer.
What are you talking about? We've been on tons of adventures. Like that time we flew our kites at the Cactus Ranch.
Or that time you lost your watch in the arcade and then tried to win it again with that giant spiky claw.
But those aren't real explorer adventures.
Margot Polo discovered her first tomb when she was 8.
What have we ever discovered? No treasure, no tombs, nothing.
Before Zoe and Dennis can reply, the doorbell rings. His mom runs over to the door excitedly, but Sean is confused. His best friends are already here.
Who's at the door, Mom? I invited Buzz.
Sean's jaw drops. His mom has invited his arch nemesis to his own birthday party.
Oh, not Buzz.
Buzz brags to everyone in class, especially Sean, about spending his summers traveling the world with his archaeologist parents, just to make him jealous. And it works. Sean's mom opens the door to reveal a loud kid with, you guessed it, buzzed hair.
Aw, thanks for the invite, Mrs. S. What a lovely home you have. Is that an adventure cake I smell? With rainbow layers?
Why, yes it is. Well, you've got a natural nose for adventure, Buzz.
Sean rolls his eyes.
Why don't you kids play in the backyard while I finish the cake?
The four of them make their way outside. Escapade the dog runs after them. A scared Buzz hides behind Zoe.
Nobody said anything about a dog.
You're scared of dogs? I thought you tamed lions in Africa over the summer.
I did? Oh, I mean, of course I did.
Go fetch, doggy.
What's so funny? It's not like you dopes have been on any real adventures.
Yeah, we have. We're explorers.
We go on adventures constantly. Buzz is right. We're not real explorers.
We've never sailed the seven seas or discovered an ancient underground city.
Yep, all stuff I've done before.
Buzz tosses the stick again. But this time, Escapade doesn't bring it back.
Escapade? Hey, where'd you go, buddy?
Sean heads behind the shed to investigate. The others follow. But when they turn the corner, they find Escapade digging something up. Buzz leans over and looks inside the hole.
Ah! Your dog dug up a skeleton!
Yikes.
Ew, gross.
Sean muscles in to take a closer look.
Oh, those are just Escapade's dog bones. But wait. What's that?
Inside the hole is a bottle with a roll of parchment inside. Sean opens the bottle and unrolls the parchment.
I think it's a treasure map.
That would explain why the word treasure is written at the top.
Buzz leans over Sean's shoulder.
Whoa, what's the Lost City?
I read about it in an old adventure book.
Nobody knows if it really exists or not.
Of course it does. It's got a map and everything.
There are rumors that it's hidden beneath our town.
Sean grins.
This is our chance to finally become real-life explorers.
Just then, Buzz snatches the treasure map right out of Sean's hands.
I'll take it from here. I'm already an explorer.
Hey, give that back.
Well, finders keepers, losers weepers.
Sean and Buzz fight over the map until it rips right down the middle.
Ugh, look what you did.
You started it.
Buzz takes off with his half of the map.
Last one there's a rotten leg.
It's egg,
Sean shouts. But Buzz is already too far away to hear him. Sean looks at his two best friends. The race is on to discover the Lost City.
Guys, the race is on to discover
the Lost City. Yeah, we heard him. Lead the way, Sean.
Sean looks at the map and traces his fingers from his house to the first landmark.
Let's head for the woods behind my house.
The three friends follow a narrow trail running deep into the dark forest.
Hey, Sean, were the woods behind your house always this spooky?
Have you guys heard of the magic green ants? Now's not the time, Dennis.
Sean eyes the clues scribbled across the torn map.
Hurry up and read the next clue. Okay, 20 paces south of the giant's head, it says we'll find the wooden door to nowhere.
As they pace around the forest in search of the landmark, Dennis spots a strange-looking boulder behind some banana leaves. It's shaped like a huge troll face.
Over there! I found the giant's head!
The three friends turn to face south, then take 20 huge steps, counting each one out loud.
17, 18, 19, 20.
Sean and his friends stand face to face with a large wooden door surrounded by thick vines.
There's no going back now.
They put their hands on the doorknob.
I hope you guys are ready, 'cause I'm not.
Me neither.
Nope. Okay, on three. Three!
They open the door together and step forward, not realizing that there's a steep drop awaiting them on the other side.
Oh, my spine!
They roll down the hill, tumbling deeper and deeper into an underground tunnel. Eventually, they roll to a stop next to an abandoned cable car.
What is this? Some kind of old train tracks?
Hard to tell. This tunnel is so dark, says Zoe.
They clamber inside the cable car. Dennis inspects the console.
Oh, look at all these old-timey buttons.
Dennis, don't touch that.
The cable car takes off down the tracks. Suddenly, they're plunged into darkness.
Jeez!
Hang on, everybody! The cable car skids to a halt. Sean tries to open the door, but it falls off, revealing a huge golden gate encrusted with sparkling jewels just a few feet away. Zoe laughs in disbelief.
I think we found it.
The Lost City. Bravo, compadres. Sadly, there are no prizes for second place. Sean can't believe it. Buzz, beat them there. How'd you get here so fast?
My phone has GPS, but it can't open this silly gate.
As Zoe and Dennis rattle the gate, Sean inspects Buzz's half of the map. That's when he notices it. Minuscule letters forming tiny sentences on the map.
Guys, there's a clue.
If one tries alone, they'll shove till they're sore. But if all work together, they can open the door.
I don't know. Let's ask the magic green ants to help us.
That was Moss, Dennis. And I think the three of us should be able to do it just fine.
Make that four. Buzz steps forward to join them.
Looks like we're in this together.
Together, Sean, Dennis, Zoe, and Buzz push hard against the gate. And it works. Through the gate, they're able to get their first look at the Lost City. A path made of glowing cobblestones leads them toward a huge temple surrounded by sparkling waterfalls.
It's so cool.
Yes!
As they explore, Sean stumbles upon an ancient totem near the entrance of the temple. It has the head of a bull, the body of an eagle, and is over 10 feet tall.
Supposedly, totems are like spirit guardians that watch over places like this.
Buzz reaches up and plucks a tiny red stone from the totem's crown.
This would look cool in my bedroom wall.
Buzz, stop! This place is sacred!
Suddenly, Sean remembers something. The feeling he has every time his mom walks into his sacred space. His room.
Dennis is right. Some things are meant to be left the way they are. I think you should put that stone back, Buzz.
No way! Finders keepers!
But just as Buzz holds the red jewel up to the light, a low growl erupts from the earth. Green smoke fills the air, and the growl grows louder. It's coming from the totem.
Oh no, we disturbed the ancient guardian.
The totem roars to life. It breaks from the ground, opening its amber eyes and flapping its wings. Sean and the others look up as it flies high above them.
I am the protector of this city. Return what has been taken!
Run!
Sean, Zoe, Dennis, and Buzz run to hide behind a stone pillar. The guardian lands on the other side of the pillar. He stamps his giant taloned feet.
Thieves will be punished!
Sean can feel Buzz shaking beside him. Buzz holds the stone out in his trembling hand.
Get that giant bird his stone back. I don't think he likes me.
But why did you take it in the first place?
I don't know. To be honest, this is the only adventure I've ever been on.
Sean sighs. Buzz had been lying this whole time. No wonder he used a GPS to find the Lost City. The guardian sees Buzz hiding behind the pillar. He spots the stone jewel in his hand.
You are a thief!
The guardian grabs Buzz and lifts him high into the air.
It's true. I did steal the jewel, and I didn't travel the world over summer break. And my parents aren't archaeologists. I'm so sorry. Please don't eat me.
Buzz hands the jewel to the guardian, who gently places him back on the ground.
Thank you for returning the jewel. I'm very protective of my home.
I get it. I don't even let my mom open the curtains in my room.
Sean and the Guardian share a smile. At peace once more, the Guardian returns to his resting place and shuts his stony eyes. As they walk through the Golden Gate and leave the Lost City behind them for good, Sean stops.
We have to destroy the map. No one can ever find this place.
Buzz agrees, and the two new friends tear up the map and toss it into the roaring waterfalls. Together, Sean, Zoe, Dennis, and Buzz take one last wild ride on the cable car, retrace their steps through the dark forest, and make their way to Sean's home. His mom is laying the table in the garden.
Hey, kids. Did you have fun getting lost in the forest?
Oh, you have no idea, Mrs. S.
Well, you're just in time for the cake. I've made a treasure map out of coconut frosting.
First one here gets the chocolate treasure box. Everyone races over to the table and tucks into a slice of the greatest rainbow-layered adventure-themed birthday cake ever made. Sean raises his paper cup in the air.
I'd like to propose a toast to the greatest explorers this side of the Lost City.
Hear, hear.
All right.
You said it, Sean.
Cheers, everyone.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Now, when's our next adventure?
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Sean Smitty and the Lost City, written by Tanner Marcosello. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Jennifer Klein is our producer. Our coordinating producer is Matt Gant. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Tanja Thigpen is our managing producer. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman, Janine Cornelo, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.